Well, hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Faith Together podcast presented by the Center for Faith and Family at Olivet Nazarene University. My name is Lindsay, and I'm joined today with my co-host, Leon. Hi, Leon.
Hi, Lindsay. Today's a big day.
Today is. Everybody, today is our final episode for this season of Faith Together. I can't believe how quickly it has gone, Leon.
It seems like we just started.
It does. It really does. But this is our 29th episode. And it has just been a joy to learn the excitement of podcasting together and to learn everything we've learned along the way. So for our listeners, we want you to know that this isn't the end of the Faith Together podcast. We'll be back, right, Leon?
That's right. That's right. Taking a little break.
We're just taking a little break, but we'll be back once the school year begins, this coming school year. So we want to just wrap up today with a few different things. So today's episode is going to be two parts. We're going to start out with just reflecting on this season of Faith Together and talking through what we've learned and just our reflections. And then we're going to talk a little bit about summertime and how we can build faith throughout the summer with the kids we care about so much.
Right, because we have such active lives during the summer, going here and there, having vacations and things. It's easy to kind of put God on the back shelf during the summer.
Yeah.
Kind of move on with our lives. And so we want to make sure that some of the things that we've learned together, we have a way of applying some of that during the summer.
Yeah. So before we get there to talking about the summer, let's just take a moment, Leon, and talk a little bit about what we have enjoyed the most about the podcast. This is something that's been brand new for both of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have learned a lot together, and we thought we would start by sharing what our favorite series of the season has been. Now, let me review.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. Probably a good idea to share with everybody where we've been.
Yes. So if you're just joining us for the first time today, welcome. We're so glad you're here.
Welcome and goodbye.
Yeah. Welcome and see you later. We are so glad you're here. So we hope that you'll go back and listen to some of our other episodes. But we started our season this year with the vision behind the Center for Faith and Family and how this podcast came to be are the first two episodes. So if you haven't heard those two episodes, that gives you the grand story of how God brought this to play. And it's just really wonderful.
Yeah, I would be interested in going back and listening to those myself, because I bet we're our approach is completely different, and our comfortableness with this journey, because we were just getting started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure Ashley had a lot of editing to do on those two episodes.
I'm sure she did.
Shout out to Ashley.
Yeah, she's absolutely listening.
Okay. So our very first series was What is a Healthy Parent? Because we talked about we can't give a faith that we don't have. So we want to be filling our own cups, filling our own souls and hearts with faith and who God's made us to be, so that we can share that with the kids around us. And so that was a wonderful series that featured many professionals here at Olivet. So
right.
It was a great time.
That was great. And then we went from there into Advent, because you and I both personally and in our own ministries, Advent has been a very big, important season, not just because of Christmas, but just because of helping them understand the season of Advent, right? Rather than Christmas being just a day. And so we spent a little bit of time talking about celebrating Advent. And I loved what we did in that, where you introduced us to books that tell the story in different and unique ways.
Yep.
And we ended each of those podcasts with you reading a story.
Yes. And even one episode, we had kids read the story.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we sure did.
That was a lot of fun.
That was.
Very meaningful. And then after Advent, we started the new year with a series we like to call Moving Forward by Looking Back. And that featured Dr. Frisius from Olivet's theology department, where he walked us through what faith discipleship looked like in the early church.
Right, because that's his gig. Mm-hmm. He's a early father's history buff.
Yes, church historian.
From the patristics.
Yes. So that was fascinating to go through his perspective on all of that and to see, okay, these are the things that happened back in first century and now what is happening today, and maybe some things that were similar and some things that were different.
Yeah, and what we can learn from those things that mm-hmm. they did in the first century. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And then we had one of your, well, I don't want to guess what your favorite is, but I have a hunch this maybe was one of your favorites,
Leon.
You
looked at my notes.
No, I didn't. Okay. I promise I didn't.
Yeah, living out the Shema.
Yes.
From Deuteronomy 6 and the instructions that we get from Moses on how the Israelites were to go about passing their faith to their kids. And we figured if it's good enough for the Old Testament Israelites, it's good enough for us.
Yes,
and
that's
so
right.
We have kind of used that as really the driving force for this project.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting to share about how to go about living out the Shema in our lives was pretty spectacular, I think.
It was. And then, as you all know that have been listening these last few weeks, we wrapped up the season with a series on screen time safety. And this past series has been wonderful in that it's showed us so many things that we didn't know about screens and technology and the impact it's having, not on just kids, but on teenagers and on adults, on all of us, on our families. And so it has been wonderful to partner with Arlene Pellicane for that series and her book, Screen Kids.
Yeah, and it was nice having her for the webinar, uh-huh. also for the podcast.
And also for the podcast.
So if you missed either of those, the podcast, of course, is available anywhere you find podcasts.
Yep.
And the webinar is available on our website, right?
It is, yes.
CenterFF.com. So if you missed the webinar on
the five A-plus social skills.
Yes, that kids need when it comes to using technology, that would be available at the website.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So out of all those series, we thought we would just take a moment and share which one was our favorite.
Okay, so you've already given mine away.
I did,
that's
didn't
okay.
I?
Yeah, that's okay. But living out the Shema, it's just, you know, my students, they're tired of hearing about it. I think.
That's a good problem.
Yeah. And I really want my students to know, but I also want our audience to know that we don't have to guess about how to go about passing on our faith. We just need to listen to God's word. And so Deuteronomy shares that. We'll talk a little bit about that today in mm-hmm. what we're going to talk second half of our podcast, right?
Yes.
So that'll come up again.
Yeah.
But we won't go into any detail there. But that is probably, that's my heartbeat. And so, yeah, when I looked at the list, I thought, man, I liked all of these, but that one is my favorite.
Sure. I would agree. I loved all of them for different reasons. It's hard to choose your favorite. However, I think when I look back, the ones I found myself enjoying the most and really reflecting on the most personally were our Advent episodes.
Oh.
Yes. I thought they were just very meaningful and just had a way of slowing down a really busy season for me personally as I was a part of those and even bringing in different families to be a part of it. Really enjoyed just the rhythm and the connection that was made in each of those episodes for a meaningful Advent season.
Yeah. So a question for you. Of mm-hmm. of all the research that we've done to kind of prepare for our podcast, what was there something that you've learned that's just stood out to you in the journey?
Yeah, because, you know, Leon, you and I meet every week and we're brainstorming and we're learning together yeah. as we put together these episodes and invite different guests to join us. And I think out of everything, the one thing that comes to the top for me is the importance of connection with others and the importance of, we would say, play for kids, but also, you know, moving that into connection for adults and for teenagers. So when we talked a lot about healthy parenting, we had a whole episode on play
yeah.
that talked about why that's important and why we need to build that into our family lives. And that concept of connecting with one another outside of our busy schedules, outside of screens, just continues to come up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a, you know, it is a trait of very healthy families when there is healthy one-on-one connection together, where you're not behind a screen, like we've learned in screen time safety,
yeah.
just taking that time to really sit with one another, be present with one another. That is a theme that I've learned a lot about, and I continue to be challenged in my own life.
Yeah, for me, it has been the focus on screen safety. The more I dig in that, the more I realize this is something that we kind of knew could be dangerous if, you know, kids are spending too much time on screens.
Right.
But I don't think I knew the extent of some of those concerns. And I liked that while we addressed the concerns, we also gave tips. And Arlene helped us with that a lot. Things we can do for our family that will help those to be productive moments rather than the concerns that go along with the unhealthy use of screens.
Yes. So I think our answers there are about the same, Leon.
Similar,
we didn't even talk about it beforehand, but just that time of connection that is so important for our families.
Yeah, I think the more we talk about this, the more we're beginning to realize relationships.
That's meal times.
Such an important thing.
Yes, all those times where you can stay connected to the ones we love. Okay, so we've learned a lot of different things through all of our topics and series this past year on the podcast, but we know that all of it wouldn't be possible without God at work through the Center for Faith and Family, through this opportunity that we've been given here at Olivet. And so one question I have on my heart today, Leon, is how have we seen God at work this year through Faith Together, through the center, all the above?
So when we began this process, our dream included, well, maybe more focused on how do we really, really help parents? And not like from our perspective of what parents need to be doing, but what are parents' needs and what does Scripture and the history of the church teach us about how to address some of those needs? Do we have to, as our culture moves along, do we have to just kind of recreate the wheel each generation as we move forward because everything's changing so much? Or are there common approaches that we can grab onto that will help us? And so that has been really, really helpful for me. And what I'm hearing from parents, and this is what really brings me joy, is when I hear parents say, oh, I listened to your podcast the other day, and wow, that was really good. And so my response is, oh, that's nice. What was good about it for you? And then they share, I never thought about this before, or we're trying something that you recommended on there in our own families. And for them to say, you know, here's some other ideas that we're trying, that kind of thing is really rewarding.
That is. And that is God's work, Him using this podcast in their lives in ways that we never would have imagined.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I think about just the different people that the Lord has brought into the process as this year has unfolded. And I believe that we see the image of God in His children. You know, we see the image of God in one another. And that includes you, Leon. I've gotten to know you more over this last year and have just been so encouraged by how God has wired you, and being able to work together on this has shown me more of who God is and how He works in the world and how He cares for families as you do. And He's created you for that. I also have heard from just so many of our guests. They just amaze me as we're sitting here. I learn more from them than anything. And that is also just a piece of the image of God. He is so amazing to create all of us so differently, yet we can be united and learn from one another and see how He is pulling this community together to strengthen families.
Yeah. Well, thank you for those kind words. It has been a lot of fun getting to know you. We knew each other before this, but a little more distantly.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun getting to know our strengths and weaknesses and just sharing life together and meeting every week and working through kind of what we want to talk about on our podcast.
Yeah.
So as we are thankful for those, there's other people we need to be thankful for as well as we think about wrapping up this season. Now, don't turn us off because we still want to talk about some things for today.
Yes, we've got some really good stuff.
Yeah, but before we get there, we want to make sure that we have thanked some people that have been pretty valuable in this journey. So, of course, we want to thank Shine.fm. They hosting us in their studios. I mean, we could never have done this on our own. And along with that is Ashley, our podcast editor, who has done a great job taking our mess ups and fixing them.
She makes us sound good.
Yeah. So thank you, Ashley, for
and
what you've
student.
Done.
And she is so a student. Talented.
And so she's getting ready to graduate, and she's done such a great job that she's agreed to continue working with us beyond her graduation. So we're very thankful for that. And of course, we've had some great guests, and we have had parents. We had from Locavore Farms.
Yes, Rachel Jones.
Rachel, that's right. And then we had several professors from Olivet who came and shared their expertise.
Arlene Pelicane.
Arlene, Mark Freesius, and others. And so we're thankful for all of them. And then the Lilly Endowment has made this possible for us. So if you don't know how Lilly has been a part of this, you need to go back to those first two podcasts that Lindsay mentioned earlier, where we'll talk about how all of this came about. But the funding through that foundation, well, actually from that endowment, is very much appreciated.
Yes.
And of course, we want to thank our listeners, too.
We do.
I mean, this means nothing if we're just talking into the microphone and we're the only ones hearing it. So if you've been joining us or this is new to you, thank you for joining us. Like we said, we're going to take the summer off, but if you're new to the podcast, that gives you all summer to go back and listen to the earlier podcast so you can get kind of caught up on things.
It does. That is absolutely right. So thank you for pulling us into your lives each and every week and spending time with us. We don't take that lightly. And it has been an honor to be a part of life with you as we discuss faith and what it looks like to pass it on to this next generation.
Yeah.
Now, just because this season of Faith Together is coming to an end, that doesn't mean that building faith and sharing faith with the kids that we love is coming to an end.
That's right.
That always keeps going. And so we wanted to give a couple of minutes to talk through what does it look like to have a summer family discipleship plan? And that may sound like a really heavy topic, might sound like some words like discipleship. Oh, I don't know if I'm up for that, but let me encourage you, you are, and you are more than capable, and God has gifted you and has given you the kids that are in your life, in your family, to share faith with, not just through the school year and regular routines, but all summer long. And so today we want to just share a resource that we came across that we thought did a really good job of laying out what a family discipleship plan can look like for the summer.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the resource.
Yes. So this resource comes from an organization called Empowered Homes. And we have found it through a website called empoweredhomes.com. And you go to that website and there's a lot of different family resources. And it's connected to a church out of Texas that has done some work and research on family discipleship. And so as we looked over this specific summer family discipleship plan, we thought it was a really good outline for talking through how do you take advantage of the summertime for faith development. And one of the main passages of scripture that is referenced in this summer family discipleship planner, which will also be linked on our website, just so you know, centerff.com. We'll have it linked there so that you can reference this. You'll see there's a couple of scriptures. One is Deuteronomy 6, the Shema.
Yeah.
And then another is Mark 12, verse 30. And that is the scripture that says, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." The words of Jesus.
Yeah.
And so those two scriptures are significant, aren't they?
Yeah. So Deuteronomy 6 and Mark 12 are kind of connected. It's really interesting to me as someone who loves kind of digging in scripture that Deuteronomy says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. And Jesus misquotes that text and says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. and includes mind. And if we were to go into some details, we would realize that the New Testament people were very much into philosophy, Greek philosophy, and all of those kind of things. And so Jesus really is putting scripture in a context here, which I think is really, really an important thing to do. But I love that this summer plan for families, this discipleship plan, is kind of based on these texts. So it's not just like, here's a fun thing we thought would be really good and you should do these things, but they actually pull from those texts,
right,
taking the intent of those key four words.
Yeah, similar
heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and I think about even earlier when we were talking about, we don't have to reinvent the wheel as far as what it looks like to pass on our faith. It's right there in scripture.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we love that they did that here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one of the concepts that is brought up in this resource that we're talking about today is family discipleship. And, you know, family discipleship is something that I think in our American culture, we can really have a hard time understanding, because so much of our own discipleship, our own development is individualized in our culture. We don't really see ourselves as part of a family as much as maybe other cultures around the world, or as they did in scripture.
Right.
But I like to remind myself and to remind those around me that family was God's plan for discipleship from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yes, it was his plan. He created families. He gave the descendants to Abraham so that they would know him and he would be known. And so I think it's important for us to recognize family discipleship has always been God's plan, and it can be ours too. Sometimes I think it's easy for us to think, well, if I just had a biblical family, right? If my family just looked like the families in the Bible, then I would have this all figured out.
Have you read the Bible?
Yeah. Have you seen what family looks like in the Bible?
Oh my gosh.
Dysfunction
what a mess.
With a capital D.
Yes.
You know, there is so many issues, from single parents to, you know, families that are broken apart, to there's
brother killing a brother.
Yes, murder.
Going at battle with each other.
Yes, favoritism. You name it, jealousy. It's all there. There's family that you see in the Bible. It's family that you choose. We see, you know, Ruth and Naomi become one another's mm-hmm. family.
Rahab becomes a part of
yes.
people of Israel, right?
Right.
An outsider.
So I think we all need to remember that God understands family doesn't look one way.
Right.
He created family to be a part of his image and look many different ways, because he is a creative God. And so whatever your family context looks like, God can use it to share who he is with others, and for each person that's a part of your family to share the Lord with one another. And so just wanted to offer those pieces of encouragement. And so how do we do that, right, Leon?
Yep.
How do we share in faith with our family?
And well, that's the big question, because we always talk about wanting to be practical in the things that we share, right?
Yes. So we're going to be practical here, and we're going to give you four areas, or domains is how they label it here in the Family Discipleship Summer Planner. Four domains and or areas and habits that you can share with your family this summer. So specifically, we're going to start with the area of our hearts in Christ, and focus on the habit of rest. And they connect here, the habit of reading scripture, or reading a scripture passage together, or a specific devotional together, to rest in the Word of God and let that dwell deep in our hearts so that we can share it with one another. So that might look like you as a family choosing a devotional that you read together throughout the summer. It might be we're going to memorize a certain passage of scripture together. It might be that you say a specific prayer that you want to read together each day or memorize. And it can also look like different times of the day that can be your quiet times. You know, I talk to families about what this can look like in their lives from time to time. And a few months ago, I had a family share that while mom and dad are reading their Bibles, they encourage their kids to find something to read in their Bibles. And they put a timer on for 10 minutes and they all spend that time quietly reading and then they talk about what they've read.
Yeah, and I think quiet time during the summer is a common thing for a lot of families.
It is.
Go find a book and read and we're just going to all calm down for a little bit. But this would be a little more intentional instead of just finding a book to read.
Right.
We're finding something either in scripture or a Bible storybook or something where we're engaged intentional learning of scripture or yes. spending time with God.
Yes. And it even can include a journal where you write a prayer together or you write out certain verses to help you learn those. I know there are some really wonderful resources out there as far as family devotionals go. I really love the Bible Recap for families if you're wanting to do a read through the entire Bible together throughout the summer. It's a great tool that you can use. Also, if your kids are really into science and seeing the outdoors and all that that has to offer, the Indescribable devotionals for kids are really great as well. And then you have, you know, all sorts of plans on the Bible app you can read together, no matter your age. And, you know, there's always a lot of different prayer books and things like that if you would need help, if you were looking for a specific prayer to read together. So those are just some thoughts there for the area of the heart and how to rest in God's word this summer. Now let's move on to our next area. This is the area of the home and how to bless one another in your home. And so we've talked about this quite a few times, Leon, about the importance of speaking words of life.
Oh, yes.
Over those that are closest to us.
Yes.
And so I think this is a wonderful way to bless your home by practicing words of life over one another, blessing one another with your words. Celebrate what God's doing in your family. Take time at mealtimes. Maybe in the summer, you'll have a little bit more downtime to have a meal together, whether that's in the mornings or at night at dinner. But take time to just say, hey, what is God doing? Let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate. You know, many times there's a lot of family milestones that happen in the summer, whether it's a special wedding or a special event or a special family reunion. Take time to thank God for those special things that we get to experience in the summer. We don't always get to experience other times of the year. And then we move on to our third area, which is an area of community or togetherness with the habit of fellowship. And so it's really important, Leon, I think, for our families to remember that don't be a lone ranger in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great time to go and explore and see different things and be out of our normal routines. I appreciate that. But stay connected with your local church community because that connection is so important.
Yeah, it's easy to kind of get a little lazy during the summer when it comes to church. Not that like church is the end all of things, that we have to be there every Sunday. Although I think those are really good habits to develop with our kids, but just helping our children understand that we're not taking the summer off from worship.
Right.
That, okay, during our vacation, it may look different.
Exactly.
But when we're at home, we're a part of our church because that's our community of faith and that's where we have an opportunity to worship with our community of faith.
Yeah. And taking the time to connect with the different things that your church may have going on in the summer. I know that many churches have camps and VBSs and all sorts of opportunities for families to connect throughout the summer. And those are wonderful times to increase the faith development in your kids from an outside source, not just you. Because we know it's important for kids to have other adults in their lives speaking faith, speaking truth into them. So don't let those things go. Keep those on your calendars. And then finally, the last area that we have here is an area that reaches beyond and serves others, the habit of serving. And we've talked about this on a few episodes, specifically in our Living Out the Shema series, but find ways to look outside yourself and serve one another as a family and serve others in your family and those in your community as well. That is so important. It's easy for summer to be a very selfish season, you know, doing all the things you want to do, going to ice cream each week and just enjoying it. And that there's nothing wrong with those things, but find some time to serve others and, you know, have a chore list, have different things that you can work on together as a family to better your home.
Yeah. And the thing I like about this, Lindsay, is like many other things we've talked about. It's not necessarily adding new things to the to-do list. It's being intentional about what we're already doing. So summer creates its own unique environment. And so instead of just letting summer kind of happen on its own, it's just being intentional about how we're going to live out the summer.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
Yeah, and I like what they did in this little, what are we calling this?
It was a family summer discipleship planner.
Okay, mm-hmm. A planner, that's right. And so what they did is they actually gave us some checklists of some things to do, taking that Mark text of loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And what they did is they took each of those four words and created some checklist items we might consider doing for each of those throughout our summer. So from heart, even the fact of getting dressed for the day, as we think about the day that is coming ahead, kids helping out with chores, being involved with different acts of kindness, I'm writing a note to a family or friend. Again, this is getting the focus off of ourselves and focusing on others. So these are things that you can do under the heart checklist of...
Yeah, and doing those things before you grab the iPad or you get on the video games. Yeah.
Yeah, so just a plan, right? Mm-hmm. So we check those off. And then things that are good for our soul. And you mentioned some of these already in the list that you gave us, Lindsay. Spend time in your Bible. Memorizing scripture, spend time in prayer, and spend time being thankful or expressing gratitude.
I love that.
For others, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe this is even thanking our children for the things that they're doing as part of our family, teaching our children how to thank us and to thank others who do so much for them. So I remember as a child not being able to go to camp because my mom could not afford camp. But there was a lady in our church who kind of adopted me, I guess, and wanted to make sure I was able to go to camp. And so she paid my way to camp.
Oh.
And it's funny that after all these years, I still remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And the gratitude that I not only had for her then, but I still have for her today, for what she did for me, because that was significant for me to be able to go to camp.
Yeah.
So being able to express gratitude and again, turning our focus away from ourselves onto others.
And gratitude, it really is words of life, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Very good. So that's heart, soul, mind. Reading for 30 minutes during a day.
So important.
And doesn't even have to be scripture. Just getting away from the tablet, away from the screens. We don't want to harp on that too much.
Sure.
But reading a book, trying a new hobby. Summer is a great time for kids to try something they've not done, for adults to try something they've not done before.
Agreed.
Something we've always wanted to do as a family, but we've never really done it. Playing board games together. This is a no-brainer for me when it comes to spending time with my grandkids. This is what we do. Yeah, and then just having fun things that you plan to do together in the summer that are developmental, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So taking a visit to the state park, observing what's there, trying to identify flowers or whatever, trees, plants, those kinds of things, just learning together.
Yeah, and it might even be asking your kids, what would you like to learn this summer? What would you like to try as a new activity and making somewhat of a summer bucket list together as a family.
Summer bucket list, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then strength is the last one. We're going to take this kind of almost literally here.
Yeah.
Exercising, being outside and moving. Goodness, summer. What a terrible time to be inside, to be on our tablets for 3 hours during the day, right? When we can go out and enjoy and be a part of God's creation.
Yes.
So exercising by walking together around the block, that was a thing that was really popular for us when our kids were younger, is on a nice summer day to go out and just take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Practice a sport. If there's a particular sport that we really like, maybe it's not happening during the summer.
Sure.
So that's a good time for us to be practicing. Just playing outside in general, as we said. And then I've got a family in our church that they do this a lot, like during the winter indoors. So they've got a big basement and they set up an obstacle course in their basement.
Yeah.
And inevitably one of the kids ends up slamming into a wall or something because these are very, very active boys.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so setting up an obstacle course, I used to do this when I was a kid with like my bike.
Uh-huh.
We would set up things in the yard or in the neighborhood, things we had to jump over, go around, you know, those kinds of things. So just really enjoying being outside, doing life together.
I think obstacle courses are a great way to activate the imagination. You know, it's something that that kids can do over and over in lots of different creative ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jumping out of trees, breaking arms, you know, those kinds of things.
Easy peasy summertime. That's right. So relaxing.
That's right. Oh, so, well, that kind of brings us to a conclusion.
Yeah.
You know, endings are sad, but it also it gives you an opportunity to reflect on accomplishments. And I'm really, really, really thrilled with the opportunity that we've had to share on this podcast.
Yes. And we're going to continue to share. We have lots of series in the planning modes right
Should
now.
Should we share one of them?
I think
just
so.
Just as a teaser for next season?
Let's do it.
Okay. So we think that one of the things that parents often talk about is having devotions with their kids and what a struggle that is and how to do that. And so we backed up a little from that and thought, you know, it would be really, really good to give parents some skills on actually how to effectively and with integrity study scripture and then how to teach those same skills to our kids.
Yes.
So we're going to do a series on how to study the Bible.
Yeah, I love it.
Excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching them some exegetical skills.
Yes,
big
it's
Bible
be awesome.
Word, but real easy to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that'll be coming up here in our new season as we come back after the summer.
Yeah. So again, we want to thank you for being with us on this journey. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his face toward you and give you peace. You've been listening to the Faith Together podcast from the Center for Faith and Family at Olivet Nazarene University. Sign up for additional resources at centerff.com. When building faith, we are better together.